My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth.
Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. My Lord, I thank God today that I'll never be the same again. Praise God. Amen. I hope you're on your feet at home. Amen. This is music that gets you up, that gets your feet up off the ground, that gets you serving God the way God wants to be served. Amen. The Bible says He's worthy. Amen. So if we sit back and fall back into just whatever the flesh wants to do, even though it's 30 degrees plus, it doesn't really matter. Amen. My God is alive. My God lives in me, and my God is going to be served the way the Bible teaches us. Shout unto Him with a loud voice. When I think of His goodness, my very soul cries out, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, now and forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Before we start, put your hands together, everyone. Amen. At home, put your hands together and clap unto the Lord. The Bible says to clap your hands, all your land. Go ahead and do that. Praise God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Clap. Saving me. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. My very soul cries out, hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Put your hands up. We're just finished singing, I thank the Lord. We may as well do some thanking. Amen. I thank God, amen, for my brothers and sisters up here making noise because the Bible says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So if you're wondering what we're doing, because I don't know who's winning cups or who's winning medals or who's winning the gold or the bronze or whatever. I know who died for me. Praise God. And it is He that I will lift up. Praise God. And only He. His name is? Praise God. At home, say His name. Praise God. Let the world know. Hallelujah. Praise God. A work that took place on Calvary. Hands are up. Amen. A work which was wrought on Calvary. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Blood which was shed. Hallelujah. For the remission of my sins. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. You guys have been making a bunch of noise, a bunch of racket. You know why? Because my God is great. And the Bible says, great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. If my God was half a God, then we'd praise him halfway. That's not the case. If my God was a mediocre God, I'd praise him with mediocrity. That's not the case. Amen. My God is great, and I'll make a great noise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Not everyone has this gift. God's gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but there is a gift. Someone say, the gift. I want the gift. Hallelujah. That God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him, whosoever, someone say, thank you, Jesus, believeth upon him, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. How did God love this world? He did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. That's the love of God. The love of God, that it's going to get you out of the club. It's going to get you out of the pleasures of this world. It's going to get you out of today here in Quebec, you're celebrating St. Jean or St. John. He's dead. He died as a martyr, if they're talking, I don't know who they're talking about. It's not even St. John anymore. Didn't they take the religion out of it? Yeah, that's what it is. See, they even took out St. John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, I mean, he's not a saint. He's not a patron saint because we're not Catholic. But that man stood for the truth, and he refused to compromise, and they took his head. They cut his head off. Why? Because of a birthday celebration, and the king was saying, oh, what do you want? You know, what do you want? What can I? I'll give you a gift or whatever. You all the flesh. You're dancing so loud. What do you want? And she was corrupt. The daughter was corrupted by the mother saying, I want John the Baptist's head on a platter. So they took his head. Blood was shed. But not for my sins. Blood was shed because that man was, he was hooked up with his brother's wife. Can't do that. I don't care what verse you're going to pull out of the Bible, you can't do that. Start by reading Romans chapter 7. Amen. I know the music was really good, but I'm already preaching. Sorry, just keep it up with me. So they changed the name, as their brother was saying. Now it's called the National Holiday. They don't want religion to have any part in their social whatever and such. But for all of us old-timers, it's still St. John the Baptist Day, weekend. And that's who they celebrate, but they just removed that name. Try not to offend people. Amen. But John the Baptist is not offensive. Because it was John the Baptist, cousin of Jesus, who stood and he says, behold the Lamb of God. Amen. Now, if you want to celebrate John the Baptist Day, let's celebrate what he had to say. Amen. The Lamb of God, I said, John 3:16, God so loved this world that Jesus would come, take away the sins. And John the Baptist confirmed that. He says, behold the Lamb of God who cometh into this world to take away the sin of this world. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I came into this world with sin, but Jesus came to take my sin away. Praise God. To have my sins washed. Amen. My Redeemer has made an atonement for my sin so that I can stand today. Praise God. If I need to stand in the gap, if I need to stand wherever I need to stand and let the whole world know, praise God, that sin no longer reigns in this mortal body. There is no longer sin that has dominion, but it is Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not this world. It's not the mammon. It's not the devil. It's not Satan, but it is Jesus Christ. Shall we continue in sin any longer that grace may abound? God forbid. So for how shall they who are dead to sin continue any longer therein? I sin every day. Well, you're not dead to your sin then. If you've got that church confession, well, we all sin every day. No. How shall they who are dead to sin continue any longer therein? Romans 6 and the second verse. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God forbid. That's how the second verse starts. God forbid. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our hands still up. Free. Someone say free. Amen. Romans 8, turn the page. If you're following along in Romans 6, turn the page. Romans 8, the second verse. For the law of the Spirit of life through Christ Jesus our Lord has made me free. Has made me free. I'm free. Someone say I'm free. From the law of what? Sin and death. See, I don't know about you, but whenever I read in the Bible about sin, death seems to be very close. It's like sin and death, they're like cousins. If I was to get carnal for a moment or two. The wages of your sin is death. Sin, death, they're like, they go along together. Amen. Go into the book of James. Say, well, that's Paul. Okay, let's go into the book of James. The same thing in the first chapter. When sin is conceived, when you're drawn into your lust, into your temptation, then it becomes sin. When it's sin is said and done, what happens? Death. That's James. You can't avoid it. You can sit in a church that won't tell you this, but you still won't avoid it from God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You're not going to get away from it. We all stand before God. All depends who your lawyer is. All depends who your mediator is. Hands up. Someone say, thank you, Jesus, because he maketh intercession for you and I. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Father in heaven, we're so thankful. We've touched maybe 6 or 8 verses. Blessings they are to us because we were partakers. Not only of this understanding, but partakers of this, of what you have said. We live not by bread alone, but by every word. Lord, we are thankful today for every word. Praise God. There was a whole lot of it. Every single person stood and recited their French scripture verse. So since 1:30, we've been at it, serving you, praising you, receiving from you. Thank you, Jesus. Partakers of that bread which cometh from above. And now we change languages, but you're still God. God alone. Beside you, there is none other. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that our sacrifices was acceptable unto you as an odor of a sweet smell in French. And as I said, we change the language right now, still on the cymbals, the high-sounding cymbals, the stringed instruments, the organ, the voices that were singing, the hands that were clapping, the feet that were dancing. Praise God. We offer unto you that sacrifice of praise. Praise God. As an odor of a sweet smell, may it be acceptable unto you, Father in heaven. Lord, I pray. Now I come against what's troubling the flesh. Pray for my dear sister Kathy. I curse, amen, that cancer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Man can go in and do so much. Now we need your hand to do a work in Jesus' name. Enter that hospital room where she's at right now. And I come against him in the unbelief and the doubt that's lingering, that's around everywhere. And today we look at one thing: by the stripes of Jesus Christ, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The same goes for my brother Kevin. The same goes for my sister Greta. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. And whatever else, whoever else rather, praise God, that needs the Spirit of God to work in their body. My brother Sean, right now, amen. Receive what God has for you by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Be made whole, praise God, in Jesus' name. I have faith to stand. I have faith, amen, to get to where I need to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I thank God for the blessing today, praise God, that we have. In the name of the Lord. Praise God. I'm getting ready to. We're getting ready to go out west, and I asked for some oil, and I didn't get it on the French side, so my pockets are loaded on the English side. This is taped up. I just don't want it to leak in my suit while I'm preaching. But this is anointed. It's been anointed for 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to put some on my hands. So play something that's anointed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At home, the same thing as well. Praise God. There it is, my brother. Receive it. Praise God. In Jesus' name. At home as well. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, praise God, receive. Praise God. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, be made whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, if there's anyone else, come to our need. In Jesus' name, praise God. Whoever's listening, south of the border, wherever, in Jesus' name, praise God. That we be healed, be made whole, praise God, set free. See, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And I believe that's more than just salvation, the washing, the doing away, or the washing of your sins. Praise God. When you're in a situation, amen, when you're distressed, I need salvation. I need to get out of that situation. So call upon the name of the Lord, my healer. At home, come on. Amen. My healer, call upon the name of the Lord. Or maybe you're all healed up and you don't need to call. I would call anyways. Amen. Jesus, my healer. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my deliverer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The way, the truth, the life. Blessed be in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Father in heaven, I command the work of your hands to be done in the lives of my brothers and sisters. Whatever it is, an organ that's failing, blood that doesn't circulate, pressure in the head, pressure in the back, pressure in the knees. Devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. As we resist, you flee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God that the victory belongs to my brothers and my sisters. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm healed. Amen. I'm blessed. Maybe some of you are whole. You're in top-notch shape from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Say, I'm blessed. Amen. Somewhere in between, if you got some complications, just put your hand on it. Right now, I'm going to pray. Amen. If it's here in the belly, your eyes, your shoulder, whatever it is. Father, in Jesus' name, I come against the devil. You're a lying devil. In Jesus' name, praise God. Whatever it is, amen. Laying in the hospital room, sitting in your bedroom, sitting up at the kitchen table, I thank God today from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, I declare a work of light, a work of God, the hands of God to be at work in Jesus' name. No darkness, no sickness, no sorrow, no iniquity, no transgression. I rebuke it all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank God today to behold, for as many who are the sons of God, they are led by the Spirit of God. And I thank God for that leading of the Holy Ghost today. Praise God. Amen. Whatever's working against our health, against our sanity, against our mind, against our finances, against our souls, in Jesus' name, I rebuke those devils. And I thank God today that victory belongs to the sons and to the daughters of God in Jesus' name. Anoint the message as it is about to come forth. I thank God today. Praise God. We are blessed to have our Bibles open with eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to perceive and to receive, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Clap the victory in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. At home as well, clap your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. I will never cease to praise him. He has done so much. So much. For me. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has done so much. Someone say for me. Amen. Look at someone, say for me. Amen. For me. Praise God. Amen. For me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. At home for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. I'm glad for you. I'm glad you're blessed. Praise God. But I'm glad that God is on my side as well. Praise God. Amen. If God be for you, if God be with you, who shall be against you? Praise God. Amen. I know they're standing there. They're, you know, firing all kinds of darts your way. But I have something that will quench the fiery darts of the devil. All of them. Someone say all. Hallelujah. The shield of faith. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to read something from the 46th chapter of Psalm. The last verse, it says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I thank God for that promise we have today. As we get ready to receive the word of God, let's know whom we serve. Let's know who God is at all times in our lives. Amen. Praise God. See, James gave us a promise. He said, draw nigh unto... Actually, it's James in the book of James, but actually God speaking. The Lord says, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Amen. And that's a promise. That gives us the initiative or the initiation to draw nigh to God. Amen. Not just sit back and... Amen. It tells us what we need to do as a first step. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then as a second step. Amen. Then the third step. Praise God. Getting closer to God yet? Amen. Step number four, step number five. For some of you, it's step number 1,000,000. You've been walking the right way for a long time. Amen. And the Bible says the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are what? They are ordered. Amen. They are ordained of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to look at something that's going to help you make the right steps. Praise God. And I thank God for that. In Jesus' name, praise God. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. I'm going to make sure that you have a Bible in your hands. And I'd like to greet, if there's any new listeners, because for the past 2 weeks, especially on Newfoundland and on the way to Newfoundland, our trailer has been driven in different communities. And perchance or by faith, maybe some of you or one of you is listening for the first time. This week, 27, so last week, so well over 100 Bibles that have been given away in Newfoundland since we have brought our trailer that says Jesus Christ on it, 22 feet long in bright red letters. And it blesses some people. I thank God for that. Praise God. And for others, it blesses them because they don't have a Bible. And for the first time, they receive the Bible. Or some, we're looking at a newer generation, and they remember their mother had a Bible or their mother had given them a Bible, and then they lost track of their Bible. They moved. They just lost track. So then they'll come up to us to where the trailer is, and they'll say, well, I used to have a Bible. But thank God, amen, that we can bring that association up to date. Amen. I used to have a Bible. It's not going to cut it. not going to work. Amen. See, I'm still, here's my Bible in front of me. The English is my King James Version. And I can sit there and saying, I used to have a Bible, even though I've read it. I don't know how many times I've read it. I mean, obviously some chapters, some pages, a whole lot more than others. But I still need, you know, just because today, what did I have for breakfast? Did I eat breakfast this morning? I did. What did I have for breakfast? Oh, no, tell them how much I ate. One egg and one sausage. And you sit there and say, that's why you're skinny. I couldn't remember. Thank you for breakfast, my dear. So just because I ate an egg and a sausage this morning, it doesn't mean I didn't. That's not what I had yesterday or the day before or tomorrow. Amen. I haven't eaten since. Right now, I guess I can eat. I could have another egg and another sausage, but whatever. But I'm just saying that the body needs a meal or two every once in a while. Amen. So, and my soul, my spirit, now I'm well fed because we were well fed on the French side. Amen. So thank you for joining with us, for those of you just coming in. And also thank you for those joining us online. As I said, if you're listening for the first time, then we welcome you. And I would like to, we met one, was still in Quebec, we were gassing up. And dear sister, her name was Joanne, we prayed for her there at the service station, at the gas station, and she lives in a town where there's no church. There's no church here, no Christian church, probably a Catholic church, but no Christian church. So I gave her the link information for Facebook and such. I said, here, this becomes your church. And I would love to pastor, I would love to be your pastor, bring to you the word of God. See, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing. If you read in Romans chapter 10 in the 17th verse, it says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So, and if you read Hebrews chapter 11 and the 6th verse, it says, without faith it is impossible to please God. Amen. And that's the first half, and I dwell very often on that first half because it's important, because we all need faith. And we're not talking about a Catholic faith or a church faith, because I just finished reading quoting in Romans chapter 10, faith which cometh by hearing, and what do you need to hear? The word of God. Well, why is the word of God so important? Because Jesus Christ himself said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So this is what brought me life. This is what gave me life. This is what keeps me alive. Hallelujah. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. I'm still quoting. This is the second half of Hebrews chapter 6. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek him how? Diligently. Amen. That gives me an understanding that it's more than just a verse a day. Well, I get Lincoln's verse a day and his thought a day. It takes me 22 seconds to read it and then I'm done. No, you're not. That just gets you going. That fires up the appetite. I need more. Someone say, I need more. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the blessing that we have, amen, today that we may, or I may complain. I don't think anybody else complains. I think I'm the only one who complains. So is that right? I may complain about so I won't accuse anyone of complaining. I may complain about our leaders. They're pushing the Bible away and you can't get them in the library anymore. And they don't tolerate the Bible in schools and such, and shouldn't be reading those things in public. And you have churches even joining in with this nonsense. Amen. This nonsense, which is from the pit of hell, is what it is. But you know, but I thank God today that we can defy the devil, not be conformed. See, that when you read in Romans chapter 12, the Bible teaches us, amen, that we're not conformed to this world. But he says, be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your minds. Amen. So I thank God, amen, with this renewing that we have, which comes from the word of God. Praise God. Amen. This is not old news. Amen. This is good news. Someone say good. Amen. This is what I have in my hand. So, that old book, yeah, you know what? It's a lot older than you think it is. Amen. I used to argue with them saying, well, you know, no, but really, really, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So it turns out that this old book is a lot older than people think it is. Grandma's religion. No, actually, great, 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 great. You can go all the way back to Moses. Go all the way back to Abraham. Before his name became Abraham, he was Abraham. And God came to him and says, get up and get out. Your family's a bunch of idolaters serving idols. He says, pack up, take what you need to take. He says, I'm going to take you to a better place, the writer in Hebrews said. Praise God. Someone say it's better. Amen. It gets sweeter as the days go by. Praise God. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for that blessing. Praise God. I've got a lot of scripture to read. My wife and I just got back from Newfoundland. If you look at the background, we're back to Montreal. And I thank God for all was well, driving and such. Praise God. Our plans have slightly been changed. In 2 days, we're going to leave to be out west. We do have dates. I'm still looked at just before I came out. I checked my email to see if I got the confirmation for folks in Edmonton where we have our meetings. I have 2 weekends confirmed, but there's another one that I want since we're leaving a little earlier. So we're going to have meetings in the middle of July. That's for sure. 12, I think it's 11, 12, 13 or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 12, 13, 14. And I'm hoping for the weekend before. I need that confirmed, but we're going to make time for our brothers and sisters out west. So we're going to be leaving by Tuesday. Praise God. Amen. And we'll be on the road. And in fact, I texted somebody a little earlier on saying, if you're at home Tuesday afternoon, and you know who I'm talking about, amen. I said, we're going to stop by on our way through. Has she already told you? Okay, because I don't know if you'll be there. Are you following us? Are you stalking me? Or amen. So I wrote, sister, if you're home on Tuesday, I'm going to stop, pray, and anoint oil, and then we're going to keep going. Amen. Praise God, because we got some miles to put on. Amen. But we'll go that way because, amen, my sister needs the anointing to break that yoke in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. So put your faith together. We'll be seeing people as well. Amen. We'll be gone probably for 4 or 5 weeks. Now, the live stream will still play. My mind's on the Word of God, so I'm not going to go through geography. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's get to work. Praise God. I have a number of verses I want to get through because next week we'll be on the road. We'll be in the Calgary area, I believe, by next Sunday. So I want to finish this series, which we started a couple of weeks ago. This is 3. We're going to do what I figured was part 3 and part 4. We're going to combine 3 and 4, and we're going to get through it today. So I thank you in advance for your patience. I thank God for those listening. Praise God. And every single person in front of me today, praise God, that they be blessed. Praise God. You got your Bible, you can follow along in English. Good to see you. Praise God. Follow along with us. We have visitors from Ontario, visitors from Newfoundland. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everyone else who is online, we're blessed because we have a Bible and the Word of God that is in our hands. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The way wherein we walk. And this first verse we're going to read, I'm going to read verse 1 in chapter 4. This is part 3, where I wrote as a subtitle, Walk to Please. Furthermore, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren and sisters, I'll include you, brothers and sisters, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us, how ye ought to walk, the way we walk. Amen. I'm going to personalize this a little. The way I walk. Praise God. And to please God. Someone say please. Do those things which are pleasing in his sight. Someone can put that reference up. As ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. Hallelujah. So when I read here that it is possible because we are being told, this is how ye ought to walk. So when you walk right, you please God. I'm just waiting for the amens to drag in. It's like I'm on a 7-second delay or something. When you walk right, you please God. Amen. And when you please God, amen, what are the last 2-3 words of this verse? Amen. You abound more and more. See, the promise of abundance, it comes when you walk and when you please an abundant God. A God of abundance. It's not a God of shortcomings. It's not a God of reserve. He's not a God who's running out. Amen. The cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong to the God whom I serve. Amen. And I thank God for that blessing. This is the word of God that's giving me this understanding and giving me this instruction. Praise God. So one, the first thing we look at, walk to please God. And the result is we're going to abound more and more. Someone say more. Amen. More and more. Praise God. Thank God for that blessing. Amen. The blessing to abound. Praise God. I've got 13 verses to go through. This is the first one. So if you're taking notes, walk to please God. Amen. Now, some things are going to come to your mind. Hallelujah. When you come to, I don't really like to call it a fork in the road, because there's no fork on the way which leadeth unto life. There are exits. And there shall be a way, and that way shall be called a way of holiness. And when you read Isaiah chapter 35 in the 8th verse, you read verses 7, 8, and 9, you find out who's walking that way and who the way is available for. Amen. It's easy for me to remember. I call it Highway 35. That's what's going to get you to heaven. Amen. Some of you need to take the 10 to get home or the 15 to go north. Lori and I, on Tuesday, we're going to be on highway. We're going to be on the 401. Then we're going to be on the Trans-Canada or whatever ways we cross the country to get to where our destination is, to get to where we need to go. But if you want to get to heaven, there is only one way, and his name is Jesus. So you have all kinds of people saying all kinds of things. And what's unfortunate is they have followers. And then you can put Oprah Winfrey on to, oh, there's all kinds of ways. Well, that's what she says. But that's not what Jesus said. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. Now, I don't know how Steve Harvey comes up with three ways. Well, there's like three different ways, apparently. According to Steve, but according to God, there is only one way, and he sent that way in his son. When God was to manifest in the flesh, his son came to this earth and became the way. Many did not receive him. When you read in Matthew chapter 7, this is, again, the teachings of Jesus. If you have a red letter edition, these verses will show up in red. This is what Jesus said, word for word. He says, straight is the gate. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way. And few there be that find it. Matthew chapter 7, I believe it's 13, maybe around verse 13, 14, somewhere around there, if I'm not mistaken. This is Jesus who said few. I don't know, when people stand up and they talk about millions, millions here and millions there and millions whatever. Because Jesus didn't say, and millions there be that find it. He said, few there be that find it. So I don't know about you, but millions is a whole lot more than few. Amen. I'm going to go by what Jesus said. I'm going to stand by his word. Let every man, let every woman, let every devil be a liar, but let God's word be true. Ephesians chapter 5 in the 2nd verse. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So one, walk to please God. Ephesians chapter 5 in the 2nd verse. And walk in love. That's number 2. I walk in love. Someone can say that. I walk in love. Amen. I'm just hesitant to keep reading. Because it says, and somehow if you can accent the next word, walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. Walk in love. What kind of love? The way Christ loved you, the way Christ loved me. Yeah, well, he went to the cross, took some nails in his hand. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. You read Ephesians chapter 5, you get into the same thinking, the same, we are in Ephesians chapter 5. Later on in chapter 5, amen, it kind of repeats itself, amen, how Jesus Christ becomes our example. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank God today, praise God, that we have Jesus Christ as that example. So I'm going to read Ephesians 5 in the second verse. We're going to read verse 8 a little later on, but right now we're going to read verse 2. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Hallelujah. Walk in love, the way Jesus walked. Praise God. Going about healing somebody. Mom, what just happened? Well, we were on the way to bury you, son, but Jesus came and he laid his hands on you, and now you're no longer dead. Amen. Jesus changed lives. Jesus was able to change situations. Praise God. Amen. Get to know Jesus. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, I want to read something in Psalm chapter 86. I think as fast as I can drink, I'm sweating it out. Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Someone say, teach me. If you want to be taught. Amen. Not everyone wants to be taught. Don't tell me what to do. Hang on for a sec. Pay close attention to who loves you. Pay close attention to who wants, I mean, who's providing you instruction today. Amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. In the third epistle of John, go all the way to the end of your Bibles. Chapter 1 and the fourth verse. John writes, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Man, if there's a week where I can stand on that verse, this is the week. Hallelujah. Amen. I know not everyone are tied in or associated or get bombarded by what showed up on some of our Facebook pages or our YouTube pages or whatever. So some of you are completely exempt and you're free, and I honor you, I envy you. But others have had our news feeds, or I don't know what the terms or however it works, by people who are no longer, or they're not walking in truth, they're just spreading lies against brothers and sisters that are in this ministry, against the ministry. And then they spread lies and they spread lies and they just shoot their mouth off. And I'm going to get to that in a few minutes, because there's a verse that tells us not to do that. That's not the way we walk. Amen. I don't sow discord. I don't cause division. I don't run around, you know, I spread seed, which is good seed. Hallelujah. Well, others, all they have is leaven, and it's old leaven tries to corrupt or render the lump impure with impurities. But I am blessed to be able to say, like John was saying, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children, my brother, my sister, that you folks walk in truth. Someone say truth. And his name is? So when we just finished reading that Jesus is our example, as Christ has loved us, and then we're told to walk in truth, who is truth? Amen. Jesus stood before his accusers, and there's my example. Amen. As I said this week on news feeds or what, or whoever's paying attention, but nobody's paying attention anyways, but whoever's paying attention, you know, I get slandered or falsely accused. And here was Herod sitting in, you know, he's trying to pass judgment. He's sitting there on the throne. I need to do this two ways, because this is Herod sitting on his throne. And standing in front of Herod, I'm going to turn your back, but standing in front of Herod is Jesus. And this is Herod. Looks at Jesus and he goes, what is truth? Now picture this. There's Jesus Christ standing in front of the man. And he goes, what is truth? Truth is standing right in front of him. Because Jesus is the truth. So here's Herod sitting. Here's Jesus standing. Truth is right in front of him. Herod could take his hand. He could touch truth on the nose. He could extend his hand and say, hey, truth, let's shake on it. But he couldn't see, he couldn't identify truth. And that's an issue with people today. They're mixed up with doctrine that has come from wherever it's come from, the pit of hell. And they don't know truth when they see it. Because there was truth that was being falsely accused. And the Bible says, as a sheep, as a lamb being drawn to the slaughter, he did not say a word. He didn't engage. Amen. My warfare is not carnal. My warfare is not in this flesh. Amen. I am well armed. Well, I don't see anything. Well, step into the Spirit. Walk not by sight, but walk by the Spirit. Because I am well armed. That's the French word. I'm trying to think in the English word, your weapons. I'm well weaponized. I'm well armed. But my weapons are not carnal. They are spiritual, and they pull down strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So my dear children, walk in truth. Hallelujah. What is truth? Open up the word of God. Let God's word be true. Hallelujah. Amen. So we looked at last week, if you remember, the last 20 minutes or so where I was reading Paul's writing to the Roman church, even that the law is, and this is Romans 8 and the third verse, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak in the flesh. God sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin of the flesh, that we through the law might fulfill the righteousness of the law. Those who do what? Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. So we're up to something. When it comes time to fulfill what? The righteousness of the law. Amen. What is the righteousness of the law? You love your neighbor. Man, you don't toss him aside. Or her. You pray. This is how we walk. This is who we are in Christ. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So let's continue. Colossians chapter 1. At home, join with us. Hallelujah. I know last night when I looked at my phone or yesterday morning, I said, oh, 21 degrees tomorrow and Sunday. I'll be all right. I don't know whoever said 21. I think they missed it by 10. It's more like 31. Humidity. Well, that's summer. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Praise God. So bear with me. Amen. It was Colossians 1 and the 10th verse. That ye might walk worthy. Say it with me. I walk worthy. I walk in truth. I walk in love. I walk pleasing God. 1, 2, 3, 4. Got 9 more to go. Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. There it is again. Amen. Walk worthy of the Lord. I'm reading in Colossians, the first chapter, the 10th verse. I don't know. I'm going to take some water, second half. I don't know. Someone sent me an email. You need to read Ephesians 8 and 9. I can quote that to you. In French and in English. Tell me what I need to do. Amen. Somebody sent me a text this morning. You need to tell so-and-so. You need to do this in your church. Sorry, buddy, but I don't take orders from whoever you are. Amen. Listen, this is what I do here. Colossians 1 verse 10. Being fruitful in every good work. That's why I paused to take some water, saying maybe the Spirit, you know, will say, skip that part. So you don't get on people's nerves. Ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. What does that mean? Being fruitful in every good work. And if that's not enough, and increasing. Remember we read abound more and more? Someone say there's increase. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not the loser. Amen. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. Amen. My basket is blessed. My store is blessed. My storehouse. That means I got some in reserve. Hallelujah. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in my house. Praise God. Increase. Always the head and never the increase. Someone say increase. Well, thank God for that. Praise God. Read it again. Because I know some of you may be sitting there saying, well, it doesn't say increase financially. Listen to what it says, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. When I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out, hallelujah, my wallet's blessed. I'm blessed at work. I'm blessed at school. I'm blessed on the way to work. I'm blessed on the way home. I'm blessed when I go shopping. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. How much need? All your need. Not only that, there is increase unto in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1 verse 10. I walk worthy. Ephesians 5 verse 8. Go back to, we were in Ephesians 5, but we're going back this time for the 8th verse. For ye were sometimes darkness. When? An answer I kind of looking for would be not today. If you're in darkness, I'll pray. When it says here, ye were sometimes, it's kind of a way of saying, you used to be in darkness. But now I can sing that song, he brought me out of darkness over into his marvelous light. I mean, this is not ordinary Thomas Edison light, where you got to pay your hydro bill every 30 days or you got no light. This is good. This is marvelous. Someone say marvelous. This is how Peter wrote it. And this is where I am today. I don't know where you're at. But I want you to be in the light. The light of the world. His name is? I walk in the light. Say it with me. I walk in the light. You used to be in the dark. But now, someone say now. Now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah. Where's the light? In the Lord. Amen. Well, my sister, I'll take it to the next step. Where's the Lord? In me. So you didn't say anything wrong. You just skipped a step. Amen. You want the light? You need the Lord. That's it. This world in darkness, y'all need Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Someone say in the Lord. The 8th verse. Drop down to verse 16. Oh, sorry, verse 15. Ephesians 5, verse 15. See then that ye walk, say I walk. Don't be caught sitting around. I got somewhere I got to be. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to get there. Paul said, but I press toward that mark. Amen. See, there's a mark. There is there's a target. I'll use that word. There's a target that I need to hit. Amen. And I can't let anything get in the way. I got to make some decisions. Amen. See, good seed that makes its way into good ground, you're not found by the wayside. Amen. See, Lori and I, we just put on 5,000 kilometers to go to Newfoundland and back. All kinds of garbage on the side of the road. It's usually not going anywhere. Tires flat. Piece of the motor broke off. Piece of the fender is laying there. It's just dead. It's garbage. Not going anywhere. It's not good for anything. That's on the wayside. I do not want to be caught on the wayside. Stony ground neither. Hallelujah. Amen. Choked by the clip, by the cares and the pleasures of this world, of this season. Hallelujah. His name is? So I walk. Ephesians 5:15. See then that ye walk. He says, make sure that you're walking the right way. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So you can get two things in this verse. You can walk circumspectly. You say, I walk circumspectly. That's one. And you can say, I walk wise. Might understand that a little more. And if you allow me to elaborate on the word circumspect, and maybe somebody can look it up. If you're online, you can post what the dictionary says. But if someone who's circumspect, he's cautious before he's about to make his next move or her next move. So when you walk circumspectly, you're walking with caution, you're walking with wisdom, you're walking with watchfulness in every way. You're walking attentive. The steps of a good man are ordered of God, of a good woman, they're ordered of God. Face the camera, the steps. You do not want to make a misstep. You want your, God, is this ordain my step? Ordain my way. This is to be circumspect. Amen. I'm going to read it again. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So, I am going to be careful against what will endanger my soul. I'm on the lookout. Devil. Demons. Because what's at stake is my soul. And it's not only, and this is what I was teaching on the French side, it's not only what I do or the decisions that I make, it's also what I say. Before I open my mouth, I'm going to be circumspect. I'm going to analyze what I'm about to say. I'm going to analyze what's in my heart, what's in my mind, and what's about to come out. Is my tongue wagging death, or is my tongue able to produce life? Can I exhort? Can I edify? Can I comfort the brethren? Or am I going to slay somebody with my words, with a verbal onslaught of nonsensity? Circumspect. Cautious with what I'm about to say. I don't want to accuse a brother or accuse a sister falsely. Amen. Blood was shed for my sister. What have I got to say? Amen. I'll grab her by the hand to encourage her and say, come on, let's go. We're almost there. Amen. To comfort and to exhort. We need to be careful with what we entertain. Careful with what's in the heart and in the mind. What is being turned over? I walk wise. I walk circumspect or circumspectly. Hallelujah. Where do you get circumspection from? Right here. And we're leading up to this. His commandments. God's expectations. Can someone say amen? Praise God. And because of Jesus. Someone say because of Jesus. See, God won't put those demands on you without the Son. Because on our own, we cannot do it. Have ye therefore the mind which was also in Christ? That's how Peter put it. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, let us lay aside every filthiness, all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. Amen. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. It's Paul to the Corinthian church. The writer in Hebrews says, we've got a race to run. We've got a place. We've got to get there. We have to endure unto the end. That's Jesus. For the same shall be saved. And the writer in Hebrews said, lay aside every weight and the sin which easily besets you. There it is. It's all around us. You want sin? Just reach for it. It'll be right there. Just don't do it. That's bad advice, but I'm just letting you know. Reading scripture this afternoon on how, I got to get the English translation of it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where it says, verse 33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. So if you think you can put up with evil communication or tolerate or associate yourself with it, well, the Bible says your good manners will become corrupt. So it's not me. It's not a challenge. I mean, I'm not challenging anybody here. I'm telling you what happens. I'm telling you the result of it. How we need to abstain from appearance of evil. It looks evil, that's because it is evil. Amen. So we're told to stay away from it. What's at stake? My soul is at stake. And how are we supposed to walk? Circumspectly, with caution. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Just finished elaborating a little on how to be circumspect to a brother and to a sister. Mind what you say, mind what you do. Now it says here you walk, amen, you love your sister, you love your brother, you walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Was that even possible? Yeah, because we have the same mind, the mind which was also in Christ. Walk by the same rule. The Word of God, the Bible that's in your hands right now. Let us mind the same thing. One heart, one mind, one gospel, one baptism, one vision, one body. Amen. One heart. Hallelujah. Amen. The body of Christ, the head being Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. I trust some of you can feel the love that we are to have for one and another. Amen. Reading in Philippians 3:16, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Colossians chapter 2. Move forward a little bit. We'll be in Colossians for the next two passages. Are you glad for the reading of the word? Colossians 2 and the 6th verse. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Someone say, in him. I walk in Christ. I walk in the Lord. I walk in Jesus. Colossians 2:6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Where is he? Right there. How do I walk? I know my sister said he's in me, but I'm leaning towards some folks that want to see him. See, we don't have a picture. We don't need a crucifix. We don't need a cross. We don't need any of that because I got a Bible. When you read the second to last page in your Bible, Jesus receives the title of being the Word. He is the Word. Some people say, where's Jesus? I don't see him. Step out of the flesh. Get yourself into the Spirit. Be blessed with your eyes that are opened. Begin to read, amen. Open up your King James Bible, begin to read, say, I see Jesus. Amen. I see Jesus, and I thank God for that. Praise God. That there is a way that I can walk where Jesus is my example. There's a way that I can walk where I have the Word of God that gives me instruction, that gives me life. Someone say his name, Jesus. I'm not lost. Amen. The way is at home. The way is, everyone say it with me. Amen. There's more people here than two or three. So the way is, there we go. Let the folks at home hear you. The way is, I know it's hot. Give me another, I have four or five verses. Give me another 15 minutes. Amen. Someone say Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn the page, Colossians chapter 4. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. I walk in wisdom. A minute ago, I was holding up the Bible. I was holding up this wisdom which cometh from above. Amen. Technology is getting us to brace or saying, oh, wait till you meet artificial intelligence. I'm already fed up with artificial intelligence. Amen. The little bit of intelligence I try to use on my phone or to type in an email, it wants to think what I'm trying to say. How many times a day do I put capital G-O and the next letter is D, because I write capital G-O-D a lot and it goes capital G-O. Oh, you want to say Google? No, I don't. And as often as I put capital G-O-D, you think artificial intelligence would learn a thing or two, but it doesn't want nothing to do with God. Because it's artificial intelligence. It's wisdom which doesn't come from above. It's artificial. And I know where fake comes from. It comes from the devil. It may have a fake, it may have a form of godliness, but it denies the power thereof. And I don't know about you, but I need power to be a son. I need power to get to be a son, and I need power to stay a son. And that power comes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Someone say, I've got power. Amen. For as many as received him, who are we talking about? Jesus Christ. Amen. You receive anybody else? You're receiving the wrong person. Amen. The God whom I serve, it is he who feeds me. Amen. God says, you think, if I'm hungry, do you think I'm going to come to you and ask you for food? No. It's what God told his people. He said, I don't need to knock on your door to get food. So many other religions. I go to an office or people's, I see, the fat man Buddha sitting in the corner and they got little pieces of pineapple and little pieces of apple cut up. They feed their God. I don't know about you, but when I look at Buddha, he's already overfed. He's eaten too much already. But when you go by the Bible says Buddha has a mouth and it can't eat. It can't speak. You can see the ears, but he can't hear. He's got eyes, and it's not just Buddha. It's the whole rest. It's the whole long list of them. They're either fake, made up, or they're dead and buried. Long gone, the Dalai Lama. Muhammad, all gone. Can't do a thing for me. Amen. I was telling somebody a few days ago, you can't pray to Mary. Why not? Because she can't hear you. Why not? Because she's dead. Oh. Amen. Well, what about, no, you can't pray to Joseph. Why not? Because he doesn't hear you. Why not? Because he's dead. Well, what about the Saint Peter? He's also dead. The way to get to the Father is Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the way. Father in heaven, we are so thankful for the way which you have given us. Praise God. A way that takes us out of sin, a way that takes us out of sorrow, a way that takes us out of sickness, a way that takes us out of darkness. We are so thankful for the way which is Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father in heaven. Hallelujah. My healer, Jesus Christ. My Lord, Jesus Christ. My Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn the page. Chapter 4, Colossians. Is that where we are at? I lost track. Walk in wisdom. I just didn't finish the verse. That's right. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Did I miss one? It's the way the French translated it, right? I'm looking for that. We did Colossians 2:6. Walk ye in, I walk in the Lord. I walk in wisdom. Yeah, it's the next verse. That's the one where we had issues. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and the 12th verse. We won't have issues in the King James because I was raised in this Bible. The way you mention it in the French, we had to study it a little bit, but we got there. Amen. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we're going to go back into the book of Thessalonians. We're going to go back in chapter 4, verse 1, where I got my title from, Walk to Please God, Walk Pleasing Unto God. That was 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1, and the 12th verse in that chapter, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. When you read here what Paul is saying, I want to read this verse 12. Verse 11 is important, so I'm going to get my Bible open. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 11. Allow me to tie that in. And that ye, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Yes. Verse 11. And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them who are without. And that ye lack, I'm not in lack. Amen. My dependence, I want you to catch this vision. The way I'm trying to bring it out, my dependence is upon God. I thank God for my brother. I thank God for my brother who prays for me, and I pray for my brother. I thank God for that. Amen. But I also know how to call on Jesus. Hallelujah. I know, amen. I know to call upon, I look up from the hill, from whence cometh my help. Amen. My help cometh from the Lord. Praise God. Amen, that allows me, puts me in a position, praise God, where I have, amen, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. Somebody I grew up listening to, you would say, the Lord is my shepherd, praise God, I shall not want, the Lord is my shepherd, he's all I want. Hallelujah. It goes way back to when I was a teenager. The Lord is my, you can take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I don't want what this world has to offer because I've received the best that anybody can receive. And his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I walk with my Savior. I walk in the Lord. I walk with my healer. I walk in the Lord. Amen. I walk with my deliverer. I walk in the Lord. I walk with my God every day and I give him the praise and the glory for who I am. Hallelujah. Walk worthy of God. Praise God. Verse 12. Walk honestly toward them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Who's my shepherd? My shepherd's not leading me to the casino. No, I lost some amens. My shepherd's not leading me to play the numbers. My shepherd's not leading me to cheat on my wife. Amen. Or to cheat on my taxes. Amen. Or to cheat on school. School's over with, right? Nah. Exams are done. Good marks. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I walk honestly. Say it. Amen. Still in the book of Thessalonians, but turn the page backwards. We're going to chapter 2. So 1 Thessalonians and the second chapter. I've got two more, which would be 12 and 13, if someone's counting. The way wherein we walk. Hallelujah. The way I walk. Someone say the way I walk. That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. So for number 12, someone say, I walk worthy. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, if you're wondering, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the 12th verse. That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Where are you going? Amen. His kingdom, his glory. The Bible says, we're a few pages away, but the Bible says that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, if any woman be in Christ, they are a new creature. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, for that newness of life which we have received. Romans chapter 6, verses 4, 5, and 6. Praise God. We walk, we walk circumspect. We walk honestly. We walk in a way which is faithful unto God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we are being called unto God's kingdom. Amen. You want to fall back? I'm not putting a curse on anybody. I'm just saying, you want to fall back? You can count me out. Amen. So Lot's wife, Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. She wanted to look behind. Like I said, I don't want to curse anybody, so I don't want to say go ahead because God forbid, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. Well, I say, if you want to look, you have your two hands to the plow and you're plowing. Jesus said, if you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. Come on, this is what Jesus said. There's too many people looking back. Amen. Too many people dwelling. They may be out of Egypt, but Egypt isn't out of them. I think that's so easy to understand. Amen. Look how God delivered them. Go into the book of Exodus and look how God delivered his people. He took them out of Egypt and they sat, amen, free. They saw their ex-master drown. Amen. They were no longer slaves. And they sat there saying, well, I wish we could have some fish. They were out of Egypt, but Egypt was still inside of them. Well, I wish we could have some melons. God sending manna from heaven, and they're sitting to say, well, I wish we could have some leeks and some onions. I'm missing one. Cucumbers. I think I said garlic. I love cucumbers too. But I don't want cucumbers from Egypt. Amen. How long did it take? God finally said, you know what? Y'all gonna, and he spoke to the generation, not to the next one, but he spoke to that generation that believed the lying stories of 10 spies. 10 lying spies that came up with all kinds of excuses and reasons why not to go God's way changed the lives of millions of people. 10 spies. God forbid. Amen. Pay close attention to what you hear. People call you up and they try to change your mind. My mind's stayed upon God. Because God said, have your mind stayed upon me, and my peace shall I give unto thee. That's what God said. Why should I think about something else? Why should I think about your phony, false, made up, fake, or, you know, doctrine that you want me to believe so that I can go your way? Why should I join him in the undertaker? I have been called unto heaven. I have been called, amen, out of this earth unto the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. I don't know about you, but I want to get out of here. Yeah. Amen? Amen? I'll say like Paul, be worth your while if I stay a little longer, because there's a lot of work to do. So God needs you. God needs me. God needs each and every one of us. Amen. My brothers in Africa, God needs you. There's a lot of work to be done in Africa. But after a while, they say, come, Lord, come. Like the writer in the book of Revelation said. I'm going to pray in a few minutes. I got one last passage I want to read in the second epistle of John. Haven't got the Proverbs yet? Yeah, we'll end in Proverbs like we did in the French. Thanks for reminding me. Praise God. So I've got two more verses. I'm going to pray in a few minutes. 2 John chapter 1, verse 6, and this is love. Praise God. Hallelujah. I walk in love. Do you remember saying that about an hour ago? That was point number two. Ephesians 2, if I remember correctly. I walk in love. And here John is writing to us. He says, and this is love, that ye walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. Hallelujah. What was in the beginning? The Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The moment I came to God, His Holy Ghost, His Spirit, God's Word was made evident to me. No way around it. And as I close with this passage, where it says, walk after His commandments. Whose? And this is love, that you walk after His commandments. This is how you're going to love your neighbor. This is how you're going to love God. Amen. What is the greatest commandment? Jesus explained to us that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. What is the second commandment? That you love your neighbor as thyself. Amen. Praise God. With all your heart, with all your soul, your mind. You're not going to defraud your neighbor. You're not going to discord, divide, corrupt. You're going to be honest, because we said that. I walk honestly. Amen. This is love. As I said, that was the second point. Let me double check. Walk in love, Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love. This is love. Not the way you feel like walking. See, some folks, you can't get them out of that, their mindset. Bible's closed. They have their way of doing things, or they have their way of the way they were raised, or traditions. The Bible talks about that. Traditions of man, traditions of what you learn from your family and such. We have to do away with all those things, lest we be led astray. Walk in love. And be careful. Jump into Proverbs chapter 17 and the fourth verse. Try to think, it was probably about 2 months ago where, there was a teaching that was called We're Made to Walk or Created to Walk. Something along those lines. In the archives, you'll find this about 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago. Giving us the exhortation or the edification that we're not stragglers. We're not sitting around, standing around. Amen. We're on the go. Hallelujah. Keeps you busy. Amen. Created to walk. This is love. Walk in His commandments. Amen. I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes. I want to read Proverbs 17, verse 4. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips. Now, I'm reading this slow because I want you to understand what this is. What this means, the wisdom that is behind this verse. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips. When someone comes knocking on your door, false lips means a liar. They're going to speak something that is not true. They're speaking something which is false. And if you're going to fall for that, it's because the scripture here that is saying, you're wicked. You're doing wicked. And when that wicked spirit connects with a lying spirit, which is a wicked spirit, then we read the second half of this verse, verse 4. And a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. So it's the same. When you see spirits that hook up, they're like cousins. They're family. Someone say the Spirit of God. Someone say a Holy Ghost. Who said that? Paul? Is that what he wrote? He said they're twins? Oh, identical twins. Can't tell them apart sometimes. Thank you, my brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mentioned I'm going to pray in a couple minutes. Give me 2 more minutes. We need to be careful. Amen. If we walk in God's commandments, we're going to receive our direction from God. Amen. We're not going to receive our direction, which is going to lead us, as the Bible says, astray. Amen. We're headed in a direction because we are on that way, Isaiah 35, Highway 35. Because we are on that way toward that mark, we press. We press. Hallelujah. If someone partway along decides to be led astray, like we're reading here, they hear something, you know, we pray. But lately, my list of praying for these people that are sitting on the edge of losing their soul or losing their salvation, that list is getting a little bit too long. We need to stand and come against the devil and be able to withstand his wiles, the subtleties, his strategy that he has when he comes against us. Who are you going to believe? Amen. This is going to help. I'm going to go through this. If you took notes, if you didn't, I just want you to say this. Everyone out loud and at home, I know I won't hear you, but I want you to say, we're going to personalize this. What we looked at, the way wherein we walk. Now say this. I walk to please God. 1. I walk in love. I walk in truth. I walk worthy. I walk in light. I walk circumspectly. I walk by the same rule. I walk in the Lord. I walk in wisdom. I walk honestly. I walk worthy. I walk in his commandments. Did I get them all? I walk wise. I'm getting ready to pray. Hallelujah. Let's summarize this by saying I walk. Amen. On the way which leadeth unto life. In his name is. Let's stand and give God praise. Give God the honor for the way which we do have today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. My brother, do you have the victory? Amen. The anointing's all over my hand, all over the microphone still. Amen. You need a double portion of it? Bless my brother, the anointed. Praise God. My sister as well. Amen. That household is blessed. Praise God. The anointing is still there. Praise God. My sister. Hallelujah. Bless my sister. Coming all the way from Central Newfoundland. We missed you last week, but we got you here. Amen. Praise God. Bless my brothers and sisters at home. In Jesus' name, praise God. The word which we have received today gives us direction, gives us hope, encourages us and edifies. Lord, I thank God for the year which all my young brothers and sisters have gone through. Doesn't matter if it's primary or secondary or middle school or college or CGEP or university, whatever it is. And some teachers listening too. That they be blessed. In a day or so, they can have a sigh of relief saying, oh, we got a few weeks before we start all over again. But Lord, I thank God within these few weeks, we're going to be serving you. Praise God. We're going to have our hands to the plow, not looking back, not going back, not sitting around idle, not doing nothing, but we're going to walk. Praise God. With circumspection, we're going to walk with love. We're going to walk in order to please you. Amen. Sanctify us so that we can be vessels that are meet. Amen. Unto your use, meet unto the Father's use, praise God, tonight and until Jesus comes, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord today. Lord, I thank God for these scriptures which we have received. Again, it gives us the mobility which we need to have, praise God, to get to where we're going. Thank God for your Son, Jesus Christ, preparing a place for us. Praise God. We're not alarmed. We're not upset. We're not anxious. Praise God. We're not afraid. After all, Jesus said, neither be afraid. Where I go, ye shall be also. Thank God for the also. Praise God. Thank God to where we're heading. Thank God, amen, for that mark that is set before us. Praise God. For the prize of the high calling of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For what we are read today, praise God, that we are called, amen, you have called us unto your kingdom, unto your glory. Lord, I thank God, amen, that this vision will not be lost upon anyone. In Jesus' name, every single person listening to me, no one, in Jesus' name. Every single person online listening and on the board as well, if there's others that came to join with us, maybe listening for the first time, I pray this vision into their heart, into their soul, into their mind. They're not going to let go. Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us into all truth. The direction where we will not perish, but in the direction where there is everlasting life, and that life is Jesus Christ, your Son, which you have given us, Father in heaven. We are so thankful. So thankful. Lord, I pray some people are fighting for their lives. I come against whatever sickness that has tried to enter in, that has tried to make a stronghold in their lives, but that comes down right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against sickness. Hallelujah. Cast you out. I bind the works of the devil and cast you out. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for the well-being. Lord, for the past 2 hours, our soul has prospered. And even as our soul has prospered, so prospers our health. Well, I got a couple healthy amens. Even as your soul prospers, prosper ye in health. Thank you, Jesus, for prosperous soul. Thank you, Jesus, for prosperous health. Thank you, Jesus, for being who you are and the work which was wrought on Calvary. Lord, if someone is asking for forgiveness right now, I pray that they be forgiven. Faithful as you are to your word, I know you're not slack concerning this promise. Jesus is coming soon, but in the meantime, we need to call upon Jesus Christ in order to be saved. So if someone is calling, may they fall in love with the word of God. May they receive the word which we have received today into their hearts, into their minds. Not just to be a hearer of it, but they are doers. I'm walking. I'm doing. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray these things. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your hands up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, keep us from the wicked doers. They ain't got nothing to do but sow discord and sow leaven. blind they are, deceived by a spirit of deception, spirit of delusion. But we pray, Lord, we pray if there's any hope for their souls. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bless my brothers and sisters in Africa, all the saints. Praise God in Banco and Dablo and Kibia, Cotonou, Porto Novo, in Kindia, the Ivory Coast. And I know I'm missing a place or two, but praise God. Bless my brothers and sisters. Give us a great week. Prepare our travels in Jesus' name. Those we come across as we go across this nation to bring the word of God to our brothers and sisters, that will be a blessing to each and every one of us. Lord, I thank God for this place. Protect it. Once again, bring us back in peace, where the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you ask God for forgiveness, you're forgiven. If you come to Him with your heart that open to perceive and to receive from Him, God will pour in. Praise God. He'll take that heart of stone out. It's replaced with a heart of flesh. And as we were reading that we walk after His commandments, on the fleshly tables of your heart, there's where He writes His commandments, His precepts, and His ordinances. Hallelujah. It's not complicated. People say that's a hard life you're living. No, it's an easy life. It's not complicated to get to heaven. Going to hell, there's all kinds of complications. And when you get there, it's really complicated. No way out. Amen. I was telling one of my colleagues I work with, I said, you know how many ways there are to get into hell? There's so many. Okay, there's lots of ways in, lots of ways in. I said, you know how many ways out? Zero. Lots of ways in, no way out. Now there is a way which gets you into heaven, and His name is Jesus. And I want you to be on that way. That's my prayer. If you have questions, I'll answer that. But that's my prayer for everyone listening today. Thank God for being with us. We're grateful to have you, having you shared and partook, gave of your time. Amen. To be with us. I thank God I was able to minister. I was able to pastor unto you, give you words of spirit and of life. I trust you were blessed. It was a blessing for me once again. If you're listening out in the Western provinces, we're going to get to see each other, fellowship, break bread together, and have communion one with another. It will be a blessing in the next few days. I am looking forward to that. In the meantime, walk, amen, the way God wants us to walk, pleasing unto Him, pleasing God. Walk pleasing. Be blessed. My name is Lincoln. You're listening to That's the Truth. Once again, I love each and every one of you. Until the next time, praise God, until we see you, until we see each other, be blessed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're blessed, give God a good hand. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for the anointing. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Everyone clap. Praise God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.